a swamp where they don't plant nothing, don't nothing grow on it.
If you wanted to get the water off the swamp, what would you say you were doing?
Well, they run ditches through it.
Uh-huh. And what would the ditches do?
Well, the ditches would have, if it's a place where you could run them ditches to dip that water into it, a slough or something.
Mm-hmm. If you were cooking vegetables or something, when you wanted to get the water off of the vegetables, what would you say you were doing?
Pour it off.
Okay, so you'd say you were gonna...
So,
do you ever say drain it?
Drain it off.
Hmm?
Drain it off.
What do you call a sort of a swamp that's got salt water in it?
A swamp?
With salt water.
I don't know. Then.
How far from the salt water are you?
20 some miles.
Do you ever go down there?
I went down there once.
Just once in your life?
Yeah. I didn't like down there.
What didn't you like?
That water, them waves coming.
What do you call that down there, the salt water?
The bay.
What does the bay open into?
What it empties into, the gulf.
If you had a heavy rain, maybe along a slope, some water might wash some of the dirt away. It'd leave a little,
Wash some of that dirt away.
Yeah, and it'd cut out a little.
Let me see what the... That's a ditch, ain't it?
Would you still call it a ditch if a whole lot of land washed away?
I don't forgot what you call it now.
What if it's as big as this room? Real deep and narrow.
Say, what did you say?
If you have something kind of like a ditch, only it's as big as this room, it's real deep and real narrow, what would you call it?
I forgot.
Do you ever hear of a gully or a ravine?
Yeah. A gully.
What's a gully look like?
It's just a deep ditch like.
And a small rise in the land is called a...
The rise in the land.
Yeah, where the land goes up a little bit would be a little... Someone's house might set up on a...
A knoll.
What if it's bigger than a knoll?
Say, what is bigger than a knoll? I don't know.
What if it's pretty big? Would you still call it a knoll?
That's all I can remember now.
What about a hill?
Yeah. Call it a hill.
How's a hill different from a knoll?
Say, what is the difference?
Yeah.
Well, a knoll is tall and larger too, ain't it?
Okay. To open the door, you take hold of the door.
Say, do a catch hold to the door.
You turn the door, what?
Catch the knob and turn it.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Say, what'd you say about the land?
Would you ever call something that kind of looks like a hill, would you ever call it a knob?